During the month of April, we're visiting with several former FFA members from the state of Oklahoma, members that once they took their FFA jacket off for the final time have made some great choices in life, have had the opportunity to use the skills from FFA to accomplish some great things. One of the younger former FFA members that we are visiting with this month is Travis Snythman of Garber, Oklahoma. Travis, a former FFA member, former Star of America in production agriculture. Travis, walk back with me. Remember, if you can, what got you interested? Why were you interested in joining up with the Future Farmers of America?
Really, a lot of the mentors I looked up to in high school and junior high were FFA members. And also, my grandpa was a former ag teacher. My dad was an FFA. And it just seemed like the natural thing to do.
When you got into the organization, you had that kind of almost expectation that you wanted to get into it going in from the get-go. Why, what do you feel that you really got out of it as you walked through initially as a green hand and then forward?
It's a really loaded question. You don't even really feel like you don't really understand the full effect of it until you get out of high school and out of being a member. But really, the big benefit I feel like, from a relationship perspective, meeting some great friends, some great people, but learning how to communicate through this career development events such as public speaking, livestock judging, so many of those that helped and give a young person confidence to get in front of others. I feel like that was great. Also, being a young farmer today, the record keeping system has really helped me, learning expenses and income and balance sheets and really benefited us.
You obviously got involved in a lot of different aspects of the organization, didn't you?
Yes, primarily it's involved in livestock showing, livestock evaluation, public speaking, farm business management, did a little parliamentary procedure and really benefited greatly because so much of a wide array of events and leadership activities, conferences, camps, just really motivated me and gave me a source of ambition to really work toward.
You're unique as far as there's not too many folks that are in your shoes that you were able to get to that elite level of being one of the stars over America when it came to the FFA.
Well, I appreciate that. I had a lot of people behind me, great ag teacher, a lot of people pushed me, my parents encouraged and supported me, and I feel like it was more of an award, not just an individual award, but more of a family, community, chapter, and benefited from all those people.
Now, that particular competition, I know you've got to sell yourself. That was a skill that I guess you developed over several years within the FFA leadership aspect, right?
Yeah, I really feel like that was something that gave me a competitive advantage, was being involved in public speaking and numerous communication, career development events, that as far as interviewing and those sort of things to try to relay my message across. And so I think that helped.
Tell me, as you walk through that year, what do you remember about that year as Star Farmer of America? I know you got to do some extra things after you were named to that position.
Yes, a few things. There was a cash award and then a trip to Costa Rica and experienced agriculture diversity in another country, and that was great. Met one of my closest friends from Ark City, Kansas there, and him and I are he's back farming full-time now as well. And him and I relay on a communicate on a constant basis, at least weekly, about different things we're doing, implementing, and met some really some great friends through that process.
You, as you got out of FFA, took off the jacket for the last time after you were named Star Farmer. You decided obviously you continued university, OSU. You made a decision to come back home to production agriculture. Walk me through that whole process of how you came to that conclusion.
Well, going to college, I wasn't exactly sure that I want to come back and farm full-time. But as it, it was just a, growing up with my grandpa and my dad, it was just something that I learned to take more and more responsibility at a young age, and it was just kind of a fire inside of me. And as I went to college, I wasn't sure about coming back to the farm, but I, as I was away from in college, it seemed like on the weekends, every chance I could get it, it was just that that connection that brought me back home. And I just I can remember driving home. You just couldn't wait to get home, and thank goodness for cell phones. I was able to do a lot of the management while in college and in classes and so forth, you know, or the little things like buying cedar fertilizer. So it worked out good, and I was only 45 minutes from home, but at the same time, it kept me very connected and very grounded to the farm, and that was what brought me back.
Your FFA experiences, what do you feel? In other words, you mentioned that you really couldn't fully understand the value of them until you got out and, you know, started your adult life. What has FFA done for you, you think?
I really feel like the most valuable thing I've gotten from FFA is the great network of friends and relationships have been built. I feel like in any part of the state or any part of the country, you can call somebody up and say, hey, we're short on hay. Who do you know that can help us out, or neighbor, or even, you know, as far as little things like dealing with inputs, just the networks has been great. Also, the other thing that I think is invaluable and it's not taught in the classroom is ability to communicate with people, whether it's negotiating with landlords, getting someone as a young farmer to convince them to give you a chance or to buy seed from you, those sort of things. Those a communication perspective is huge. And lastly, I think of it just the record keeping, the way that it's taught me to really have a business mind when it comes to farming. It's become such a business minded bit, you know, agriculture is, and I think that's those three things have helped me immensely. It's hard to put they're just really invaluable.
It's almost you can't put a dollar amount.
You cannot. That's exactly right.
So, you know, as you look at it today and look at young people that are involved today, you know, just a few years apart from the time that you had your jacket on to now, what is your thought about FFA as it stands right now?
Well, I think FFA has done a really good job of being more diversified, and that's why they changed it from Future Farmers of America. And I really think, or at least the acronym FFA, and I really think that that it's good because agriculture is as we look forward. I mean, I tell everybody, exciting times are coming with the population growth, with the middle class boom in Asia and China. That demand for agriculture products are huge. It's an exciting industry to be involved in. And so I think that the FFA is a great place for students to hone those skills that will benefit them 10, 20 years throughout their lifetime. And what a great industry and organization to be a part of.
FFA alum Travis Snythman of Garber, Oklahoma. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.